Inside the Great Lakes Center Field Station, which is just a few miles away from the Buffalo State campus, Alicia Perez Fuente Taha checks on a collection of tiny pet fish.
What are they? Are those pet shiners?
Yeah, well, that's a spot tail shiner.
The field station is where some of her research takes place. She's an aquatic ecologist known for her work with emerald shiners and the detection of antidepressants in the brains of fish from the Niagara River. She says as a woman, building a career in the sciences isn't easy.
When females around in the field would get pregnant or got married, the comments from the fellow males would be like, poof, she's out of the game now, or she's having kids, you can count on her now. Sort of like being a mother somehow affected your ability to do your work. And those comments are common, and sometimes they're pretty harsh.
Perez Fuente Taha says change begins to happen when women learn to speak up.
Another hurdle for women: if you're doing very well, a man would go speak to your dean and ask for a raise. A woman will not. Or if they ask for a raise, it's for a little tiny raise, not a big one, right?
In a recent survey of female STEM professionals who work in predominantly male environments, 78% say they've experienced discrimination. In that same Pew Research Group survey, close to 50% say they've experienced sexual harassment or their gender has made it hard for them to succeed in their field. Monica Deuce knows that feeling well. She's an assistant professor of molecular, cellular, and developmental biology at the University of Michigan. Back in her undergraduate years about a decade ago, she recalls a day when she was sent home because she was wearing pink boots. It was during a science program where she was showing high school students various experiments.
It was 8:30 a.m. and I was told I had to go change my pink shoes because it wasn't professional for a scientist to wear pink.
Unfortunately, the problems didn't stop with the color of her shoes. Now she's uncomfortable repeating some of the things said to her over the years, but there's one experience she did share.
I was quite thin, and one of the male graduate students asked me if I got my periods because I was so thin.
University at Buffalo engineering professor Liesl Folks is working to combat some of these issues. She's leading a program aimed at giving students the tools to deal with gender bias. Right now, she's starting a session with a group of about 20 students.
A lot of time to think and reflect on what you learned at the retreat, and are all sort of energized for what we're going to learn today at the workshop.
She says all too often, women in STEM choose to abandon their careers because of gender-based conflicts at work.
So what we see is it's very, very, very common for women when they hit these barriers to take that first step. They will usually take some kind of an action.
And the first step is to tell management or human resources.
If it turns out badly and that first action doesn't result in a positive change in their working environment, then often what they do is just go back to their office and say, I'm just going to avoid the situation, I'm going to work harder than I ever did, I'm going to do better work, and I will be recognized for my better work, and I'm just going to try and stay out of the way of whatever else is going on that's negative. But that ends up being soul-destroying.
Some of the skills she teaches in the program include forming alliances with coworkers. This will help provide support if something should happen. Also, before jumping ship, female STEM professionals should clearly evaluate all of their options. For WBFO News, this is Angelica Morrison.